Some of you niggas ain't real. Bam, 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 boom, bam, bam, boom, boom.
Took it back to some mid-90s shit right there with that sample.
Yeah. The league is yours. DJ World Premier, the boy wonder. Young scoliosis. Smothered pork chops on a bed of white rice with heavy pepper. Your fave podcast league could never. It's the German bomber, the poor father. Third place, Zaddy.
I mean, actually, that is officially true, so it's not like we're making this shit up over here, so.
Yo, I'm fucking disgusted. I got third place in my own league, and...
I mean, I was right. That was right behind you because, like, we was in our third and fourth place game. So I finished fourth, and I think it was who was it in the final? Was it Tone and Callie in the final?
No, it was Tone, and it was the mayor.
Ah, Tony Dan. That's right. Yeah.
Shout out to the mayor.
Yeah.
Starting Five podcast. Listen, last season was so crazy. Because we didn't even... Oh, also, my bad. I forgot. Where are my manners? Peace, King.
Peace. I mean, you know, the time away was always, you know, is what it is. But, you know, now it's time to get back on the mics, man. It's another football season, man. Like, I feel like this season is going to be more crazier, more impactful. You know... We definitely got some couple new characters in the league, which is always good. So I like that. So let's just see what this league is gonna do this year.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
And it's not just for the content of it. Like it's not just the content behind it. I love the ability to make content out of a fantasy football league.
Yeah.
I think that shit is fly. I think that shit's fly, and I take a lot of credit for being an innovator in the game. Hence me being the pod father. But last season, we ended on a fucking cliffhanger. Like, nobody knew what happened in the championship game. Yeah. I want y'all to know a couple things. If I don't lose the last week of fantasy football to Tony, Tony don't make it to the playoffs.
That is true.
And I had the numbers to beat the mayor.
Oh, you just some analytics over here. Okay, go for it.
Hey, shout out to ESPN. I don't care what app y'all using for your fantasy football league. If it's not the ESPN app.
Yeah.
I do not care. Like, I, on my soul, if it's not the ESPN app, I do not care. And y'all niggas ain't real. The ESPN app has not only blessed us season over season with your draft grade, but the ESPN app has also given you a flashback.
Yeah.
So if you go into the app, you go into the league settings, you can see year over year who's won.
Yep.
This league has been active for 3 years.
Yeah, let's keep it going, yo. Let's keep it going.
I won 2 out of 3 years.
Yeah.
The funniest stat that I saw on there is that I faced off against King Raymond 3 times.
why the fuck do we always got to end up circling back to each other? Like, what the fuck? What is this, some Neo and fucking Smith shit? Like,
it's not Neo and Smith shit. Because that shit was actually a challenge.
Yeah. Yo,
King has beat me 2 out of 3 times.
Yeah.
Now, the time that I beat him last season, was in the fucking playoffs. Fucking, that's what got me third place. That's what got him fourth place.
Mm-hmm.
But the mayor, and I only won by 4 points. That's the crazy shit. But the mayor, Tone faced off. Tone wins. The mayor had some injuries. It was late in the season. His team was heavily based with the Eagles.
Yep.
So his folks sat down. He had some Dolphins players. They sat down. And they wasn't needed. Blowout games, whatever, whatever. So this season, we starting off fourth season.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth season for the league. Season three for the pod. I'm super excited. We had the draft yesterday. And let me give you guys a rundown on some of the cool shit that's happening.
Yeah.
We got the belt.
Finally.
We got the fucking belt. And we got it right. I want you to know we got the belt right. Last year, you paid your fucking $12, whatever, whatever. And I took that money and I bought the belt. The belt cost more than $12.
For all
you losers out there, the belt cost more than $12. The belt cost $300.
Okay, that's fair. I get it.
Pre-tax, pre-shipping, the belt cost $300. This bad boy, 10 pounds.
Oh, shit.
Heavy. This ain't no replica. This ain't no Walmart shit. This shit.
Right.
Heavy. It looks great. It says the league is yours. It looks excellent. It's the real championship belt. I'm going to deliver it to Tony. But I have made some content out of it. Because why not? Like, why not? I've done multiple promo videos to hype up the league. I sent it to all the guys in the group chat that are returning this year. The returning members of the league is yours. King Raymond, of course, my co-host.
Yep.
Me, third place runner. My brother, California, Sophisticated Savage. He was fifth place. Dan, the mayor, was second place. And Tony, because he was the champion. So those are the five returning members of the league. 10-person league. And I gave Tony carte blanche. Now, a lot of y'all are like, oh, this nigga Dizzle, French now. What's carte blanche?
Carte blanche.
I let this nigga pick a lot of the important factors of the fucking league this year because. And that's important because as the champion, there's got to be, besides the belt, besides the bragging rights, there's got to be some benefit to winning. So, number one, the champion picks the draft date, the draft time. Now, I normally wait until Labor Day to do this, but because I'm not the champion, I let the champion pick it. Mm. Also, the champion gets to pick whether we're doing a 10, a 12, a 14, or a 16-man league. The champion picks if we're doing PPR.
Right.
Or if we're doing customized rules. And some of those rules are like, you know, two quarterbacks, three wide receivers, two running backs, two tight ends, two flex.
Yeah. And
the flex can be any offensive position, like those kind of special rules and also the scoring. Because I have run a steroid league before. And let me tell you, there were fucking complaints every week. Now, niggas was scoring like 400 and 500 points a week.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. Because right now, your running backs and your wide receivers, they get 1 point for every 10 yards.
Yep, every 10 yards a catch.
But what if your person, what if your wide receiver goes on an 80-yard run?
Right.
One of those Derrick Henry joints. He just gets 8 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made it to where if you go on a 30-yard run, you get 3 points on top of the 1 point for every 10 yards. So your person would get 6 points for that. If your guy made an 80-yard run, then he would get 8 points on right. top of the 8 points that he would get for every 10 yards.
Ooh, man.
That shit was big for wide receivers. It was big for running backs that go on those long tears. I gave your kicker mad points for long kicks. It was just,
yeah,
it was really, really great. But as soon as niggas found out that we had money on it, and I don't think niggas was paying attention when we talked about the rules that year. It was like week six. My phone blowing up. Niggas was on my line. Yo.
What the fuck, man?
Hey, yo, DJ. Yo, what the fuck is up with your motherfucking league, bro? Yo, you want me to pay $25? And you got some shit up in here. What the fuck? Yo, you know, I'm in other leagues and the points don't be going like this. What the fuck is going on, son?
Yo, that nigga was also double up. 3, 4, 5.
Yo, niggas was on my body, chief. Yeah. Like, niggas about to come find me. Like, half the league ain't pay their dues. Like, that was just a really, really bad year.
Yeah. But
this year, you know, Tone picked PPR. I let the group put in votes for the number of players. Besides the five returning members,
yeah,
we got a lot of good guys. Listen, I got the junk out of the league.
Yeah.
And that was important to me because the one thing I hate is when we get a bunch of people in the league and niggas ain't setting their lineups. And it always starts with like one accidental week.
Yeah.
And then you check the standings and you see you far from championship contender. And then you just stop setting your lineup every week.
I mean, I'll give you a case in point because I needed to do something before the fantasy football season started. So I was just kind of like just dibbling dabbling with the fantasy baseball just for like shits and giggles and shit, just for something to do to get me through and, you know, get us ready to go and transition into football. So I did, you know, I did two fantasy baseball like drafts and one of them, I'm like 500. The other one by like, I was like, I'm like 4-17. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck this shit. So I just dropped all my players. I even dropped, and this was like the league where I had like Shohei. And I just said, fuck it. I just emptied out my whole entire roster. And I went back to go look and like mad people just picked up all my players. I was just like, go for it. I don't fucking care. I mean, it's just. So that's why for me, it was just like, I can't wait for football to start. Cause I was just like, this baseball shit, like I was heavy into it at one point, but now I'm just like, nah, I'm just waiting for football so I can really get it in. Cause this baseball shit was not cutting it for me anymore.
Yeah, I ain't did baseball in a minute. It's been a couple years since I did baseball and I haven't done basketball.
Yeah, I was kind of tinkering with basketball too, but I was just like, nah, I'll just wait for football, honestly. Honestly. It's just, there's nothing more to it when it comes to doing, you know, the football draft. But shit, man. I was like, 4-17 in this one league? I was just like, nah, I'm done. I just cleared my bench and just let everybody have all my players. Shit. But let's go, man. I can't believe, like, I'm looking at my schedule off rip, and I'm like already, this is probably like the second year again, me and Callie are going off in week one. I was just like, well, damn, okay, what? I got to play Callie again this year? Like, what the fuck is this?
Yes, nigga, you're going to have to play everybody. You're in the West, so let me give y'all the standings.
Yep, let's go.
The West is Jamal Webb, Kaiser Sose, Evil Genius, King Raymond, Chirac Wapner, shout out to Boo Wop from the World Is Yours podcast.
Oh shit, shout out to Boo Wop.
It's great having a big network of podcasts because I could just put all my podcast friends in here and we can be.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure, y'all. Are we going to try and definitely bring Dan on and Boo Wop, or, you know, whatever the case may be, man.
Everybody in the league is informed, as they are every year,
okay,
that you are content.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to defend yourself, please come to the pod. Everybody is capable of podding. I know WAP is capable of podding because we run the show and we drop it on this channel.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor is capable of podding because he's been a guest many times.
Yep, past seasons for sure.
Tony's ready. But also, so we got Boo Wop in here. We got the mayor. And we got Tony. That's all in the West.
Yep.
The West is where the competition is.
You think so? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm mad they ain't put you in the West. I'm mad they ain't put me in the West because I want to spoil some shit for niggas. Because
yeah.
I'm looking at this and I'm like, yo, we got the mayor and Tony and you. And Jamal ain't no slouch.
No, Kaiser Sose is no slouch whatsoever. He'll come in. You sit here think you may have him in the weekend. He'll come at you on a Monday night and just take you over and win the shit.
He's a good drafter. Now the East, we got my man Doko. He's on the used pod. Also started on this channel, but it's got its own channel now. Please tune in. US3D. The Used Podcast. My man Jimmy's in there. We got Callie, Sophisticated Savages. And we got my man Mike.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to say this is easy work for me because I never did a fantasy league with Doko. And I know Jimmy drafts well.
Yeah.
NWO for life. He drafts very well. But I got his money. Every year I got his money. Like every year when I see him and I got a face off with him,
mm-hmm.
I go to him personally. I find his location. I go to him personally. I shake his hand.
He says, I'll go find his geographical location.
100% on my soul. Yeah. And I shake his hand. Hey, good luck. Good luck for you, sir. I'm sorry it had to be you this week. I'm sorry it had to be you this week. Because he's got bad timing. He usually catches me on a streak. He don't catch me in a slump. Last year, the year before, I might have like lost two or three in a row. And then I went out. This shit happens every year. Like I win week one, I win week two. I'll drop like two or three games in a row. And then I just don't lose no more.
Right. Yeah. You go for that streak and then, yeah.
Because I'm a fucking genius, bro. You know what I'm saying? My brother and Dan were both undefeated last year until they faced each other. And my brother was the first one to beat Dan. And that shit hurt.
I
think Dan beat me like twice before he took an L.
to Cali. I remember that shit.
And I'm like, yo, what kind of bullshit is this? Like, my brother beat me. Dan beat me twice. And I'm like, yo. I'm about to fucking quit the league, bro. I'm about to fucking give up all my players. But no, it's just real fun. Let's talk about, we talked about earlier about the enhancements that.
Yeah.
We talked earlier about the enhancements of the ESPN app. I'm going to give y'all my draft report card.
Oh God, that shit like hurt my soul when I got my shit because I was just like, Cause like, the draft is over, we're in the group chat, and then next thing you know, everybody just starts displaying their grades, and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, grades? Like, what? And it was just like, how do you get that shit? And like, yo, check your email. So I go check my email, and I'm just like, I'm feeling good about my draft. You know, when you get done drafting your team, like, of course, in the beginning, you're very optimistic, you're just like, yeah, I think I got a squad over here, like, yeah, I'm ready to run, let's go. Get the fucking email and shit, and the four-letter network was just like, yeah, my nigga, your shit's a C. I'm like, what? Like, wait a minute, what do you mean I'm a fucking C? Like, yo, I went off of, like, speed this year, in a sense. Like, that was, like, kind of, like, my direction. And then it was just like, yeah, you're a C. And I'm like, the fuck is this, yo? Like,
you want to know what it is?
What algorithm is this shit?
You want to see a dead body?
Like, what?
That's you, bro. That's you. You a dead body.
Man.
Now, I'm not going to hold you. And long-time listeners, long-time participants,
mm-hmm.
I know that y'all are disappointed. I saw the commentary in the group chat of the draft.
Yeah.
Second round, niggas was like, yo, King Raymond ain't draft Mahomes?
Yo, I was waiting for that because, look, I already had my game plan. I was just like, all right, because really I was going to go McCaffrey first. So I was like, okay, if McCaffrey goes, I know where to go next. I'm going to go here. But if McCaffrey doesn't go, I'm going to take McCaffrey and then just go from there. So McCaffrey goes, and then I got the number two pick. I was like, oh, shit. Well, because last year I had number one pick. So however that algorithm goes, whatever. I was really surprised just to have the number two pick. So I was just like, oh, shit, okay.
Third round, niggas is like, yo, King didn't draft Justin Tucker? Justin Tucker's still on the board? What kind of bizarre football league are we in? Like, come on, bro.
That was some strict bizarro world shit. Cause like, I still had him in my sights, and like, I had like some thinking going, like, okay, if he's still there by this round, I'll pick him up. And then it was somebody, it was like the sixth or seventh round. Somebody was ahead, and then another person, then me. And Tucker was still on the board. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, at that point in time, I'm sitting here thinking like, nobody's thinking about kickers right now. Like the way that I think about kickers. So I'm sitting here like, okay, nobody's thinking about kickers. Everybody I think is still trying to get weapons, backup weapons, shit like that. And then once Justin Tucker went, like that just hurt my soul and like fueled the anger in me. Like, I was about to be on some Anakin shit. Y'all was just like, yo, you took my mans in there. I'm like, okay.
I said, nobody's looking for kickers like I look for kickers. If this is your first season joining the league,
I want you
to know that King Raymond drafts the kicker in like the third round. We're still getting wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, and King Raymond's like, boom, shocker, I'm getting Justin Tucker. Because you know he can kick from 60 yards?
Yep.
I mean, son put up points, but like, he ain't putting up 200 points, 300 points, yeah. So we not getting him in the third round. But King Raymond, he don't believe in that. But this year, the draft grade kind of proves that he did something different and maybe it will be to his detriment.
Mm.
So here's what I got.
Yep.
DJ World Premier ranked number one in league draft grade with an A. My strengths are my defense. Shout out to the Browns. My strengths are with my quarterback, with my bench, and with my tight end. My weakness is in the wide receiver area. Now, let me tell you what the draft looked like for me.
Mm-hmm.
First round, six pick, Saquon Barkley.
Oof.
I'd never draft son because he's injured. He's inconsistent. I never draft son. But in Philly, it's a little bit of weight off of him that he didn't have to carry
when he compared was in New York.
To when he was with New York. You know what I'm saying? He's got a quarterback. They got wide receivers. They got a good O-line. It's also like 10 other running backs and his quarterback run. So just mix what he do good with what the rest of the team do, and I think he'll have the same output, but he doesn't have the same risk to injury. You know what I'm saying? So he's my first pick in the sixth round. Second round, I didn't draft Son in any other league. I actually laughed at niggas drafting him. But something happened yesterday, and I'm watching TV, and I'm going down the memory lane. Okay. I'm watching the Saints versus the Colts in the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. You took it back.
Well, you know. I love this.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, you took it back. Wow, okay.
I'm watching Peyton Manning out there, and then that took me into a Peyton Manning highlight reel. And Reggie Wayne was a great wide receiver, but the best, I got Son in my top 10 wide receivers. Marvin Harrison. And the best thing about Marvin Harrison off the field, we never heard Son talk on the field.
No.
We never saw him jawing, going back and forth with Peyton, going back and forth with other receivers. We never saw nothing but that disrespectful mustache.
That ugly pedophile shit.
That black Cheeto. You know what I'm saying? We never saw nothing from Son but that black Cheeto. But I do remember when he caught a body at a car wash.
Oh, I definitely remember that when he was back home in like in Philly and shit or something like that.
Yeah, he's at a Philly joint. And he was at a car wash. I think it was his car wash. And Son caught a body. And that shit hit me. And I was just like, I got to draft Junior.
You want to see a dead body?
So I go to the car wash. I draft Junior at my second round. He got Kyler Murray. And even if Kyler Murray don't play, I still think he's a dangerous rookie receiver that's going to put up good points. And I'm always really good about my rookie receivers because I had Jamar Chase the first year of this draft, the first year of this fantasy football league. Yeah. I had Jefferson last year. I had Jefferson the year before last. So, like, every year I won, I get the good receivers. I'm good at receiver talent. My third pick, Jalen Hurts. So that's my handcuff.
Okay.
A lot of y'all go for the primary running back and the secondary running back. And I do that sometimes too, but for this, I'm thinking about the Eagles. They're going to do the tush push to get the rushing touchdown. But now that they got a great dynamic running back, maybe other shit, so I can get the touchdown passing on the screenplay from Jalen, and then I can get the touchdown receiving from Saquon because he ran the screen in. So I just think that's going to be a good combination of easy points for me. My fourth pick, Sam Laporta, tight end with Detroit. He lit niggas up last year. I do not believe he's going to have the same output this year. But I do know the young boy. I do know the young boy, his quarterback is heavily dependent on the tight end. He's still got Amon-Ra St. Brown. They got a couple weapons over there in Detroit. So I think that makes Laporta kind of like sneaky money.
Easy money sniper.
I got Joe Mixon running back for the Texans this year. CJ Stroud is great. Joe Mixon was great with the Bengals.
I think Houston has definitely loaded themselves up this year, because the whole reason why what turned me off to Patty Mahomes this year is when Diggs got traded down to Houston, and that kind of just kind of lit like the light bulb for me. And I was just like, well, shit, maybe I should do, if the chance were to come. I mean, literally, as soon as Stephon went to Houston, that literally just sparked the whole changing of the guards, where we're like, okay, maybe this is not my Patty Mahomes year this year. Maybe I do need to venture out and go. And so Houston and CJ Stroud was like really on the radar once I heard Stephon was going down there. So I was just like, that's what really was the whole transitional period for me, not to go Patty Mahomes this year.
Stephon's definitely a ball hog.
Yeah.
We saw it in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
But Josh Allen is, he's a sloppy quarterback. Josh Allen is a sloppy quarterback.
I mean, you hear how, like, when they did that report of, like, them doing, like, a survey with, like, 100 players, it was just like, yeah, Josh Allen's, like, the most overrated nigga in the game. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, I'm not going to say he's overrated. I will say that he makes some bad decisions on the field.
Yeah, he can. He's capable of it. Yeah.
And some of those bad decisions came with him trying to feed Diggs.
Yeah.
And when he don't try and feed Diggs and he just goes for the open man or the man that can go make some shit happen, then you see Diggs on the sideline barking at him. Jawing at him.
I mean, keep in mind, even in the playoffs last year, when Diggs dropped that one pass from Allen, it was just like, okay, that was on you, Diggs. Like,
that was on Diggs.
That was on Diggs.
It's so much footage of Diggs jawing back and forth with Josh Allen on some shit like, yo, I don't care if niggas got me in a bracket, I'm open. Like, no,
yeah.
Son, we threw you the ball.
You that dropped it. Went
right through your hands, like your arms.
Yep. Your
elbows was touching and you couldn't catch the ball, but fuck that. I got Joe Mixon. I got Jalen Waddle. I didn't like that pick for one of my wide receivers. I think Waddle is in a decline.
Yeah.
I didn't like that pick whatsoever. So my weakness being wide receiver is kind of clear, because I got a rookie wide receiver. I got Jalen Waddle. My next wide receiver is Zay Flowers.
Mm-hmm. I had him last year. He was definitely decent for me last year.
He's off and on. I'm not happy about it. I'm willing to trade. Next, I got Javonte Williams, running back for the Broncos. I had him and McCullough last year, and that was my saving grace. That handcuff was my saving grace. I had him in most of my leagues last year. Because those two young men can ball.
Yeah.
And they got a new quarterback.
Yeah, Bo Nix.
Yeah, Bo Nix seems sturdy. So if the quarterback is good, the running game is going to open up. We got Sean Payton out there. Fuck me. I hate you, Sean Payton. Hey, no, you knew it was coming, right?
That's why I'm laughing. I was just like, I can't wait for him to name drop real quick.
Fuck you, Sean Payton.
Yeah.
And now my fuck you to Sean Payton is different. It's not because I feel like you did the Saints dirty in your last year or two. It's because I miss you, bro. Like, Dennis Allen is buns. Sean Payton, I miss you. Please come home.
that nigga's not coming home.
I know he's not, but I miss you, Sean Payton. Next, I got Jaden Daniels. I got Dalton Schultz, tight end. I got Keon Coleman, wide receiver with the Buffalo Bills. I got Tyler Algier, running back. I got the Browns defense. I got Evan McPherson as a kicker. I got Jameson Williams as a wide receiver with Detroit. He didn't play for, I think, like 10 games last year because he was doing some gambling shit.
Oh, shit.
And then my last pick, I closed out with Caleb Williams. The league is yours. I want y'all to know.
Oh, man. I can't wait to pop this question.
I earned this fucking draft grade of an A, and I hope I don't step on your question. But
it's not really a question, but it's just more like, you know, for the past two seasons, you sitting here jawing about black QBs, and then all of a sudden now, this motherfucker comes out of fucking Orion's belt over here and just fucking drafts three black quarterbacks. I'm just like, what? Really?
You want to know why?
I mean, no, I kind of see the direction you was going with it, with those three quarterbacks, especially when it came to Kalen and Jalen. Cause I can definitely see now that, like, with this Chicago Bears team, Kalen, the rookie wide receivers they got, DJ Moore, like, I'm just sitting here like, yo, I think Chicago's got a squad on offense.
No, this is it. This is the reason why. That's inside and outside the fantasy football league. Some of you niggas ain't real. All right?
For somebody who was downplaying black quarterbacks since fucking Doug Williams in the fucking 80s over here.
That's a fact. That's a fact. But I made a conscious effort.
Right.
Because listen, Captain Kirk is done. All right.
Oh yeah.
Captain Kirk is done. And then I know my son, like I trust my son. My son carried me to championships on top of championships in many leagues.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you the amount of leagues that I had Captain Kirk, Josh Allen, fucking Andrew Luck, like I've been winning with white sturdy quarterbacks. Long as Moses was wearing short pants. You hear me?
Yep.
But.
Change gonna come.
No, I'm gonna tell you some real good shit. Like 8 years ago, I had Cam Newton as my fucking quarterback, bro.
Oh man, yeah. I remember I did that shit 1 year too, and I think it was his sophomore year, and he was just a complete bust that year. I was like, fuck me, man.
No. I had Cam the MVP season.
Oh shit. I had him year two. Okay.
I had Cam MVP season, Super Bowl season. And every week wasn't the best week.
No.
Some weeks it was rather pedestrian. You feel me? Like some weeks Cam put up like 12 points. And you like, God damn, what the fuck is up? But you look at the stats. He threw for 240. He ran for 60. He got a touchdown.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right. Like, that's not terrible, but those weeks where he was putting up 30 points because he ran for 100 and some change, got two rushing touchdowns, two two-point conversions, he threw for two or three of them, like, those weeks, you were spoiled off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, this year, my black quarterback regime...
Might as well call it that. A regime. You went to the dark side on this one, man. God damn.
Nah, Jaden Williams, LSU. Shout out to the Tigers. Fuck the Trojans.
Nah. Daniels.
Oh yeah, pardon self. Jaden Daniels, fuck the Trojans. Jaden Daniels he's gonna do it. I'm thinking RG3 rookie season numbers.
I can respect that.
There are going to be some changes, though.
Yeah.
They're not going to open up the college playbook. offense like they did with RG. They're not going to do that. And he don't have a sturdy running back like he like Alfred. What's his name?
Oh God!
Whatever that running back was that RG had.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking. Alfred. Yeah. We know who you're talking about. I know. Oh God damn it!
I know it's going to bother me too.
Yes. Yeah. This is going. Oh God damn it!
Look it up, nigga.
Yeah. I'll talk.
You look it up. So he's got Austin Eckler. He's got Brian Robinson III. I think Brian Robinson III is going to be the back that they end up with as their primary back. I think Austin Eckler was kind of like a, hey, he's cheap. Hey, he's out here. He's available. And he's dynamic because he's a catch the ball in the backfield, catch the ball in the screen pass, and he can make some shit happen. I don't think what he did with the Chargers is going to translate to the Commanders. I actually think his days are over. He can't pick up the blitz. Hence the reason why fucking the white bull out there with the Chargers gotten so much shit because Eckler can't pick up the blitz. If you look at the times where homeboy got sacked or when he was on a run trying to throw the ball under pressure, it's because Eckler didn't pick up the blitz correctly or they knew he couldn't pick up the blitz, so they made him a fucking receiver.
Oh shit.
Listen, my game tape breakdown is crazy, bro. I'm obsessed.
Is it Alfred? Oh god, okay. I'm not even gonna fucking do it now. No. Alfred, whatever the fucking case may be, whatever. Austin Eckler was literally on my radar for the most part. But I was kinda like still reverting to like the San Diego Charger Austin Eckler. And that's West Coast. Now he's over here in the East. I thought about it because, you know, Cali ran with him like a good bunch of times year by year. But I was just like, yeah, I kind of don't want to go that route because he has been worn down. Last year he was worn down, hurt. So I was like, Austin Eckler, yeah. I just thought about it and I was just like, nah, can't do it.
2 years ago, Sun was out here paying people and giving people jerseys if they had him on their fantasy team and they won because of him. He was like, yo, he was on a campaign. Yo, if you draft me and you win, send me the screenshot and I'm going to send you a signed jersey. Like he was on it like that. But that was 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was terrible. This year, unknown. When we get into draft grades, let me tell y'all the rankings. Kaiser Sose, Evil Genius, also rated an A, second place. Dizzle was first. Shout out to DJ World Premier. He's a great
guy. Because of your three fucking black quarterbacks, man. Come the fuck on. That's just my opinion, but go ahead.
One of my strengths is quarterback. So yeah. You know, but two of them are rookies, so we don't have any backstory on them.
Yeah.
But tight end is also my strength because I got Dalton Schultz and I got LaPorta.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. My bench is my strength because I got Algier, Keon Coleman. I got Javonte Williams. Like this, my bench is sturdy. Y'all niggas didn't draft as sturdy as me. Second place, Kaiser Sose, Evil Genius. Third place, Catch These Kyle Shanahans. That's Tony, the champion. Mike is a rated B, fourth place. Now, we had some questions about Mike. We had some questions about Mike in the in the draft chat. Because I think we was down to like the second to last round.
Yeah.
And Sun didn't have a quarterback.
Oh, yeah. That's when you and Dan was just like, yeah, all these weapons and no QBs and all that. Yeah.
Like, yo, Sun ain't got a quarterback? well, hold on. And they was like, yo, that auto pick is fucking y'all up. And I looked, and he was not on auto pick. I think he queued his picks.
Yeah.
But he did not have a quarterback. I can't wait to talk to him about it. He will show up on the pod.
Okay.
Next, Boo-Wop with a B. Jimmy with a B.
Wow.
Starting five pod, DeMayor with a C. Sophisticated Savages, C. King Raymond, C.
Yeah.
And my man Doko with a D.
Oh, is that who that was? Because that shit... Yeah. Cause I was like reading that shit in the email and that shit said pending. I was like, well, who the fuck is pending?
Yeah, that's my man Doko.
Oh man. That's all right though. Watch. Okay. Wow. It's like they give out grades and shit.
I love it. I love the grades. I love the grades. Now here's what I don't love.
Okay.
I don't love that. One, I don't love that you having the number two pick. I don't love that you went Tyreek Hill with your first pick.
Yeah, for me, that was definitely unscheduled because as soon as McCaffrey went, I had kind of like meditated on it or whatever the case I'm trying to say is, because I was going to go Justin Jefferson with that pick.
Nasty.
And
that's nasty work.
But then see what held me the fuck back about it was just the fact that, okay, so I have to trust Sam fucking Darnold to throw this motherfucker the ball to Justin Jefferson. And you can sit here and look up on the players like, yo, nobody fucking picked him up. I mean, what? If JJ hadn't gotten hurt for the year, I kind of would have, because JJ would have been looking at Justin like, yeah, you're my fucking security blanket. I'm just going to throw you the fucking ball. I kind of would have went that route if JJ didn't get hurt for the year. That probably would have, that when JJ got hurt, literally, that was just like my deciding, like, okay, I can't trust Sam Darnold, man. I was like, fuck that shit. He's been around the world, nah, yeah, yeah, and all that shit, man. I can't, like, fuck that shit.
Yo, Jets went eight in the 10-man league.
Oh, man. Eight.
You got Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, CJ Stroud. I like that handcuff. You did exactly like I did with Saquon and Jalen. You got CJ Stroud. You got Davon Achane, the Miami running back. I think he's going to make some noise, but I don't think he's the first back.
I think he's
late in the league, and hopefully you just hold on to him until he do it.
Yeah, because really, I was going to go him and Mozart, but I didn't – see, my thing was I didn't want to overload too much on – I didn't want to overload because as soon as I got Tyreek, I was already thinking Jalen and Tua, but I was just like, nah, that's not the look I want. I still need a CJ for sure. And then second round when I went with Stephon, that kind of like gave my chances of getting CJ literally just, it just became dimmer and dimmer. But when CJ fell on my lap, I was just like, okay, cool. Let me just go ahead and grab him. When I went with Achane, you know, and it's only because like he kind of had like some impactful games when he came out last year. So I'm just like, okay, full season of him. Cause really my go-to guy is always going to be Mozart. Cause I was going to get him and Mozart. But then again, I was just like, nah, I don't want to overload on one team's too many fucking players. I got to like branch this shit out. So that's why I kind of didn't go, you know, Mozart, even though Mozart would have been the more of a safe bet, but.
I think he'll be a sturdy flex.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's your running back one or two. Mm-hmm. But this is where the draft got dark for you. You got George Kittle.
Yeah.
You got Aaron Jones. Terrible pick.
Yeah, because look, I was bouncing between him and DeAndre Swift, and now kind of looking back, I should have just picked up Swift. You know, because he's in Chicago now, and
always get the running back that has a quarterback.
Yeah,
when your running back doesn't have a quarterback, they know they're going to run, and it's 8 men in the box every time. And the only nigga that I've seen that can beat 8 men in the box is 2 of them. It's only 2 niggas I've seen in my whole life that can beat 8 men in the box.
Mm-hmm.
Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson. Those are the only.
Oh man. I remember when I had Adrian Peterson in his rookie year. Oh my God.
And sometimes Brandon Jacobs. But Twinkle Toes didn't like contact. He was big as fuck. He could get you off him with the stiff arm.
He didn't
run into contact. Derrick Henry runs to contact. And he's fast. Adrian Peterson ran to contact until he realized he had a fumbling issue.
Yep.
And then it was over for that nigga. But you got Aaron Jones, Calvin Ridley with the Titans. You got Brock Purdy. I think that's a sturdy backup for your QB.
Yo, I mean, you got to go with Big Cock over here. Pause. I mean, come on.
You can't even pause.
Big Cock Brock. I mean, he's got Ayuk back. I mean, there's no reason why he can't do what the fuck he's got to do for like his third year starting.
Ice on King. What's his name again?
DCB.
No. Say it with the vigor that you just said.
I mean, you know, Big Cock Brock over here, you know, what the fuck?
Nasty work, bro. That's nasty work. You got Jake Ferguson.
Yo, I started to like really rely and depend on Jake Ferguson come maybe like towards the end of last year. You know, it became to the point where like, if Dak couldn't find his usual shits, he knows he can just go underneath to Ferguson, especially if you're in the red zone type of shit. That's kind of one of the reasons why I picked up Jake Ferguson. He did all right for me last year towards the end. He brought me the points I needed, so I was like, okay. And with this season, you know, with the whole charade in Dallas, of course, I mean, God, I can't wait for the season to get to like, what was it, week 10, 11 or some shit like that. And when I go on my Cowboys run rant, you know, later in the year, which I probably will do again this year, you know, these motherfuckers are going to win like 12, 13 games and not do shit in the playoffs. Like, I can't wait for that shit.
No, that's going to be good. Your Cowboys rants are always. Those are key points for the pod. I like it. You got Jaden Reed with Green Bay wide receiver. You got Mike Williams. You got Chiefs defense. You got Bob. You got Cole Kmet. And you got Adam Thielen as your last pick. I'm going to let you know right now. Bryce Young is buns. So you can drop Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen, Cooper Kupp, Jordy Nelson. Those are 3 white receivers who their day has come and gone.
Yeah, especially because I was heavy on Jordy Nelson when it was him and Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. Like, Jordy Nelson to me was one of those reliable Don Beebe wide receivers and shit from back in the day, y'all. That's why.
One injury.
Yeah.
Took him out the game.
Yep.
Cooper Kupp got the same injury last year.
Mm-hmm.
Or the year before last. And he came back last year. He wasn't the same. They got Puka Nacua, so it kind of hides it. This year, Cooper Kupp will not be the guy that you thought he was.
Yeah, I don't think so either. That's why I stayed away from him.
Let's talk about the champ.
Tone, yeah.
And then we'll wrap this shit up with predictions. So the champ, Tone, got Bijan Robinson with his first round pick. He drafted number 3. He got Bijan Robinson. I had Bijan last year. I will tell you, a lot of games were played. Bijan said it. Reporters reported it. It was all over. A lot of games were played with the incentives based in his contract. He was not playing a good amount of downs that he should have played, because if he did, they would have to pay him more money. If he hit a certain amount of yards, they would have to pay him more money. If he hit a certain amount of receiving yards, they would have to pay him more money. If he hit touchdowns, they would have to pay him more money. So a lot of the bullshit from his rookie campaign, you can't hold against him. Majorly inconsistent last year, but I started his ass every week because what the fuck else I'm going to do?
Can you straight from Texas, baby? You already know. And then it was, that one game last year where it was just like, oh, wait a minute. I'm sick. I'm like, what?
Hey, yo, don't fucking play with me, nigga.
Like, what? What do you mean you're sick?
Don't bring up my traumas, okay? I remember the week where he fucking started the game and didn't fucking touch the field. I remember that game.
Yeah, I remember watching that show. I was like, what the fuck you mean is he sick?
Because at halftime, I was just like, yo, son ain't ran the ball once.
Man.
Nah, disgusting. That's why I got Algier this year. Tony, if you want to trade, hit me. You got my number. Tony also has Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, I had him last year.
Kyren Williams. So he went three running backs. His first three picks were running backs.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf, Nico Collins, Cooper Kupp, Kyle Pitts.
Xavier. Ooh, he picked up Xavier Worthy and D-Hop.
He got Brian Robinson Jr., Kyler Murray as a quarterback. This is a decent squad.
Yeah.
Xavier Worthy, Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah.
D-Hop. I don't respect the D-Hop pick.
I came down to wanting to draft him too, but I was just like, let me just go elsewhere. But yeah, he was on the radar for me as well.
And he got my man T.J. Hockenson.
He got him right
before me. I'm going to tell you what. T.J. Hockenson held me down like cooked food last season.
Oh, yeah, he did. He did because I was going to – like, he was on my radar again. But then once I saw that he was going to be out for, like, the first, like, I guess half of the – not even half of the season, maybe a third of the season, whatever the case may be. I was just like, man, I don't know if I can afford that. But I need players who can be on the field right now. But in the end, with him having Hockenson, that could benefit him in the stretch towards the end, you know, when he gets back. I mean, they're saying, what, 6 to 8 weeks he'll be out from what I read?
Because he got injured late in the season. Like, he got injured, like, the last few weeks of the season last year.
Yeah.
And it was some crazy shit. So, and he's a tight end. So, you know, that's why I didn't pick Mark Andrews. But I would have picked Hockenson to sit the bench.
Yeah.
Just like in my other league, I picked up Chubb and put him right in the IR. Because Chubb ain't playing for the first. He's on the pup list. So he ain't playing for the first 4 or 6 weeks, whatever.
Yep.
But that's going to come in handy for me when the nigga comes back. Chubb, and realize this. Chubb got injured week 2 or 3 last season.
Oh, so he's had more than a year.
And this nigga's finna miss the first 4 games of this upcoming season.
Oh, goddamn.
So whoever picked up Chubb, because I wasn't going to draft him. I was going to go back, drop a player, pick him up in free agency, and put him right in the IR, and then pick up the player that I dropped to pick him up. I had some shit going. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get to execute it here in this league. Somebody else picked him up. Good job picking up Chubb.
Yeah.
So what are your predictions this season, bro?
Man, hopefully for me, well, okay, I'll say this. My first prediction is to just at least stay above fucking 500, even if that's by a game or two. I don't want to be one of those teams that's like, I'm starting out the season. I'm already 3-5 or 2-and-whatever. I don't want to do that shit. But of course, my overall theory when it comes to this football shit, especially fantasy, we already know, like, when it comes to, like, it's a brand new season. When it comes to the first 5 weeks, motherfuckers are going to ball out because they haven't been on the field in forever. They're ready to get out there and compete, play football and just do all this shit. So of course, with all the fantasy leagues out there, expect like, you know, the usual blow up in points, you know, especially in the first 2 to 3 weeks. Like it's a new season, you know, but once, of course, once we get down to those latter weeks, the weeks 9 through 10, 11, 12, 13 and such, that's really when the movement of players and the decisiveness, like, okay, who to start this year? Because once that beginning, you know, is that, that beginning first feel is over with, and now you gotta really grit down and get gritty with your team and who to start and look at the matchups and everything like that. That starts to come into play. That's always been like just something I always look at, because it's gonna be fun the first 2, 3, 4 weeks, but then after that, going down the season, like everybody's gonna have to start really calculating on what they're gonna do. So for me, my prediction, just from my team, I just don't want to be under 500. I finished fourth last year. God, if I finish, just don't let me finish last. Fuck that shit. I just don't want to finish last. To say who's gonna win it, too early to tell, man. I mean, everything's open. We're all 0-0. So let's just ball out and let's just see what happens week to week, man. Honestly, that's just my prediction. Let's just see what happens week to week.
Some of you niggas ain't real. 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 Some of you niggas ain't real.
Let me throw that fucking auto tune on. Some of you niggas ain't real. 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 Some of you niggas ain't real.
Yo, man, I'm looking forward to another good year, man. I'm ready for this shit, yo.
You never catching me out here on a mic talking about, I hope I stay above 500. I just looked at the schedule of all 14 weeks. I might go 14-0.
I don't think so. I don't fucking think so, because hold on. Let me see.
No, you right.
I play you in week 9. Okay, so I got you week 9. Of course, I got Cali week 1 and then week 14. Damn, man. Oh, God. Our division is going to be a fucking monster. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. I know I said I might go 14-0, but the football gods will not allow it. Imagine me going 14-0 and losing the first round of the playoffs. Like, I get the bye and I lose the fucking semifinal draw. Like, nah, but for real, I'm still never out here saying I hope I go 7-7.
Yeah.
I'm crazy work out here. I make all season adjustments. I watch the weather channel.
Uh-huh.
I know the stats of players playing, stats of players and teams playing in fucking stadiums and domes.
Teams that have to fly from the West Coast to the East Coast. Teams that have to fly from the East Coast to the West Coast. Like,
oh my soul.
Like,
oh,
those soul. Those types of games are.
When you got to make or break shit.
Yeah. Like, hey, yeah.
I want y'all to know, every time Kirk Cousins was playing on national TV as the standalone game,
mm-hmm.
he sat on my bench.
Ooh.
Because Kirk Cousins has a terrible record playing on Sunday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football. As the standalone game, Kirk Cousins had a losing record, and I'm not losing.
I can't.
So I sat, son.
I can't believe there's a fucking Friday game in fucking Brazil. I mean, that might fuck some shit up.
Yeah, niggas can't red green. Guess what? Teams...
I heard about that shit.
guess what teams they sent to Brazil and said, yo, y'all can't wear green. Guess what teams, bro?
Fucking Philly and Green Bay, goddamn it. Yeah. You gonna send Philly and Green Bay? Oh, man.
Roger Goodell, you're so unserious, bro.
Yo, Roger Goodell is the fucking evil, greedy daddy that, you know, you just... he's an evil, greedy person. But, I mean, I get it. But it's just like, bro, you're doing way too much. And then you're putting that game on Peacock, like...
Yeah, that's two strikes for you, bro.
Yeah, you're like, what? I mean, yeah, I have Peacock, and that's just for the other shit that I watch, you know, my other football shit that I watch. But, I mean, we're putting a fucking NFL game.
We're not going to speed past.
Oh, man.
We're not speeding past your second strike. Why did you call Roger Goodell daddy?
He's a greedy motherfucker, yo. He's
why did you call him daddy?
I don't know. It just fucking came out. Like, he's a greedy.
That's two strikes, bro.
He's greedy.
First it was Brock Purdy's situation.
Hey.
I'm going to turn that into a drop. So say it swaggy so that when it's a drop, I can fucking play it. Say it swaggy.
I mean, what the fuck, man? I mean, I drafted Big Cock Brock over here. I mean, what the fuck? what are we really fucking talking about? Now that's content, goddammit. Pause.
Pause it.
Well, I just did. I don't fucking care. Man, fuck it.
My son said he got plausible deniability.
Oh, wow.
Can't pause that. This is season 3. The league is yours. We are back.
Yes.
Thank you for joining Draft Day Recap.
Yes.
Yeah. Draft day, Johnny Manziel. 5 years later, how am I the man still? Draft day, A. Wiggins. Fuck that other side, bitch, we stay winning. Oh man, you know I had to do it for you. You know I had to do it for you. Yeah. Suits and ties yelling out, pay the guys, man, I had to do it for you. You know I had to do it for you. You know I had to do it for you. Oh man, oh man, oh man, man. You know I had to. Sometimes I laugh with God about how you can't stop me. I'm his darkest angel probably, but he still got me. Yeah, I'm getting mine, but still I bet alive. The shit I set aside to make sure that my people getting by. Brunch with some Qatar royals and my cup is all oil. You know it's rare when your niggas will take the fall for you. All loyal, so you keep egging me on, and we gon' have to crack your shell just to prove to you you ain't hard-boiled. Last night I tried some raw oysters. Man, that boy growing up quick. That boy know he the shit. That boy singing on every song when he know he could spit. That boy manifested it. That boy knew it was written. That boy did it on purpose. That boy know that they shitting on you when they can't get past you. You should've followed all my moves. You won't realize the after. And if I left the shit to Chance, I would've picked a name like Chance the Rapper. Yeah, no offense, cause I don't know that nigga. I'm focused on making records and getting bigger. Just hits, no misses, that's for the married folks. Tell them fix my suite up cause I'm coming home. I heard they talking crazy, I was out of town. You know they love to pop all that shit when I'm not around. But when I'm here, not a sound. That'll make me snap, jot it down. Go in the booth and lay a body down. Know some Somalis that say we got it, wallahi. Get us donuts and coffee, we'll wait for him in the lobby. And I gotta tell him chill. Sprite got me on payroll. Let that man live. They say okay if you say so. See whatever I say go. I play like I'm on roids. No Conseco. No Oakland A's though. Shout out to Beto. I think I'm on my 8th flow. Just watch me paint flows. We all do it for the art. So I can never hate though. Signing off on more deals than a lawyer with a heavy caseload. How the game turn into the Drake show. Dog, what the fuck happened to so-and-so? Where did they go? Too worried about bitches and fashion. They go missing in action. and then you never notice they missing. On some Hunger Games shit, I would die for my district. Jennifer Lawrence, you can really get it. Yeah, I mean for real, girl, you know I had to do it for you. You know I had to do it for you. You know I had to, oh wait, sidebar, left some beat at the end so that all of you fuck niggas could loop it and get your lies off. Caesar. Yeah, draft day, Johnny Manziel. 5 years later, how am I the man still? Draft day, A. Wiggins. Fuck that other side, bitch, we stay winning. Oh man, you know I had to do it for you. You know I had to do it for you. Yeah, suits and ties yelling out, pay the guys, man, I had to do it for you. You know I had to do it for you. You know I had to do it for you. Oh man, oh man, oh man, man, you know I had to.
The league is yours.